sun-kissed skies here. It's a beautiful scene here in Walsh Park, the newly developed Walsh Park with a capacity of just over 12,000. Watford goalkeeper Sean O'Brien singing the ball straight down the middle, up the middle at the half of the Cork defence, and Watford with a bit of space here. It's Jamie Barron running through, goes for goal and cracks it to the back of the net. It goes straight down the middle by the Watford goalkeeper Sean O'Brien. Jamie Barron got the run of the Cork defence. He advanced. And on his 100th appearance for Watford in Championship and League, he's got the dream start.
Yeah, you often see that with Jamie Barron, John. He takes a chance to go beyond the puck out and beyond the play. He went through Mark Coleman, I think, was challenging the ball, and he stuck it into the back of the net.
Well, the three-time All-Star is a star early on here for Watford. Watford lead by a goal to a point. Tyke DeBoker's underneath the Cork puck out. From a Watford perspective, they'll be absolutely delighted to see him back in the team. Callum Lyons playing at 10, maybe playing a bit deep. Out the right wing towards Mikey Kiley, who was introduced as a substitute in the league game. Up the right wing to Dizzy Hutchinson. Back to full fitness now. The former Brighton soccer player. Back out the field, he gives it again. Chance for Kiley from distance to win a point with the goal. And the Watford fans on their feet here. It's a whirlwind start by the Daisha County. A point by Michael Kiley and a goal by Jamie Barron means it's 1-1 to Watford and 1 point to Cork.
It's a championship match. Like, you need to, you can't go one-handed to Watford, back up your backside. Like, you need to go with two hands. But Watford are really fighting in those scrums to get those ball hand around the neck. But again, a soft free that's going to put pressure on the full back line down here.
Tied the book out, well lasting the pace. The Clashmore Kinsale Begman. It's 118 to 19 points at the moment. It's into the hand as he sent the ball down to Jack Prendergast. Prendergast going towards goal. He is fouled just outside the square, just outside the penalty area. Now Watford are claiming here. Was that a goal scoring opportunity? It's Kieran Joyce, I think, that inflicted. I think he decided he had to cut him off as he bore down on goal Jack Prendergast. Is there going to be a card here? We wonder, Tom.
It'll definitely be a card. I'm not sure whether it'll be black or yellow, but it's Kieran Joyce. He's not, I don't think he's booked already, John, but he probably had to do it. Jack Prendergast had stepped inside, or Dizzy Hutchinson, but again, that comes from up the field, John, where, you know, it was just slight switch, you know, laziness in getting the ball, putting pressure on us here. Tommy O'Connell lost it in the sun, in fairness, and he was on the back foot straight away. But Kieran Joyce might have a head injury. No, he's getting up again, so he's giving him a yellow card, and hopefully, just hopefully, a 21-yard free.
Yeah, he's going to be met by the referee as he gets back up onto his feet, Kieran Joyce, by Michael Kennedy. A black card it is, rather than a yellow one. So it is a penalty because it was deemed a goal scoring opportunity. So this could change the whole narrative here at 118 to 19 points. Remember the free by Tyke DeBoker. He just went down, looked for the hand of Prendergast. He took on the Cork defence. He was getting the better of the Cork defence, but Kieran Joyce knew he had to deny him a goal scoring opportunity. And in the letter of the law, we saw it in the league match between Cork and Wexford early on this year at Chadwick's Wexford Park. We've seen the same incident here. And it's Stephen Bennett, incidentally, who's standing up to the penalty. Watford by two. If Bennett gets it, they'll be five ahead. He goes for it. He's got it, Stephen Bennett. It didn't look like it was a great penalty, but it beat the goalkeeper, and Watford are five ahead and momentum very much back with them.
Yeah, I was in my head, I was saying Stephen Bennett wasn't hitting the ball that very well from freeze, but he left Patrick Collins absolutely planted in the middle of the field, hitting it to the left as we look at a Patrick Collins right, and no cock of a mountain to climb. But again, John, for me, it goes back to small individual errors where Cork are just switching off and not putting their full focus in to picking up the ball or fighting for it, and now they're 5 points down at 16-17 minutes left.
Tracking championship match on the sun-drenched skies on Shoreside as we watch Alan Connolly with a free for the Rebels. Cork have to score. Alan Connolly has. It's back to just a one-score game. It's 2:24 to Watford. It's 1:24 to the Rebels. 90 seconds remaining. It's 15 against 14. It was 15 against 13. Damien Callahan off the Cork team, of course. Sent off permanently. Kieran Joyce is now back on. Listen to the cheers. Watford taking an extra moment for Sean O'Brien to compose himself before he restarts the game. He wants to run the clock down a bit. Straight down the middle, he's gone with it. Watford have it with Shane Bennett. Bennett is 40 out from goal. Cork have to win the ball back from here. They don't. It's gone instead towards Darragh Lyons. Lyons gives the hand pass away towards Stephen Bennett, and Stephen Bennett sends it in, but it's a rash effort by Stephen Bennett. It's left and wide. The fast puck out from Patrick Collins. We're into the last minute of normal time here. Can Cork get something out with a bit of an off the ball incident in the middle of the field? Taken in the hand of Robbie O'Flynn, the puck out was. Robbie O'Flynn is held up. Watford know what they're doing. 45 metres out from goal. They will take that, Watford will. They will stop a Cork player there, and they will force him to go for the point.
Yeah, I think he'll have to go for goal, John, by two and a half minutes of the three gone. I'm not sure if we get a point, will he get a chance to get back down the field. But looking at the Cork forwards, I'd actually push in. He is going for the point, so he must have been told he has another chance.
Right, Alan Connolly has got a goal and 2 points in the last couple of minutes, so he knows there must be a bit of time in it. Watford are taking off their full forward, Michael Coyley, who's put in a big, big shift, and Padraig Fitzgerald is coming on. He's only going to see 20, 25 seconds, although there is a stoppage for the substitution. So as it stands at the moment, we're on extra time, in extra time in the next couple of seconds. 2:24, 1:25. Watford leading Cork by two. Pat Ryan is looking up. Fergal Condon is looking at the referee. He says, "You have to give us another chance, surely, referee. We're in additional time, in additional time." Watford leading by two. Cork need to score a goal to stay in it, but Watford have the ball. Pat Corrin has it. He was hooked brilliantly. Back it comes to Corrin again. Corrin goes for it after Jack O'Connor hooked him, and Corrin has got the score. The substitutes making an impact for the Daisha County. Another one for the Dungarvan man. And Watford have not only led by three, they have won by three here. A rousing, rousing performance by the Daisha County.